A warm welcome to all of you who are joining us here for the Healing Yourself tutorial. We're delighted you found us. This tutorial is designed to get you started in using the 6-step spiritual healing protocol for your own life. The tutorial is designed to help you clear and heal from negative, draining emotions like anger, fear, judgment, rage, and others. Over the next 3 days, you'll learn how to open sacred space, listen for guidance, and clear imbalances that you may be carrying. This tutorial is designed to work for you whether you have read the book already, or if you're still deciding whether this kind of spiritual work is a good fit for you. We're going to focus on the core part of doing self-healing work, determining what you feel is stuck, and calling for clearing to release this from your energy field. You don't need a copy of the book to follow along with the course, but if you do have one, I'll share references to the chapters where you can find more detail. The core concept we will be exploring in this tutorial is how to get started clearing blocked emotions that are negatively affecting you. We have all sorts of feelings that we give our energy to that can have a negative effect on our overall outlook on life and on our physical health. Take anger, for example. We may just feel that we are angry lots of the time, and that's the way it is because we're fiery people. However, anger causes constriction of our energy flow in our body in a myriad of ways and can lead to poor sleep, constant worry, self-protection energy, and poor digestion. At the same time, if we feel angry, there are always underlying reasons for that anger. It's not that we are bad people or somehow emotionally handicapped. There are reasons we carry the anger. Sometimes we know why we're angry, and sometimes we simply respond with anger without understanding why the angry outbursts have come from us. This is true for most of our charged emotional responses. However, if we're clear that we do not want to respond with anger or any negative emotions, the 6-step protocol sets out steps to enable us to clear old stuck feelings and emotions. We simply have to decide what we want to clear up and begin that process. We do not need to know all the reasons we feel angry. We just need to decide that we want to feel less anger. All emotions have a reason they're with us. But if we find those emotions running us, it's time to clear them out of our field with spiritual help. In using spiritual help, we get the advantage of consciously working with our own spiritual energy within ourselves and surrounding us throughout the universe. Spiritual energy is energy that is in balance, and that is very helpful to us when we are not in balance with specific emotions. We may spend untold hours rehashing a negative, emotionally charged experience and still not be able to set it down and move on. We may have very clear versions of what happened, how we feel about it, what we think should have happened, what we could have done, etc. We may talk with a number of people about our feelings. Usually, we do this to try and come to a place of peace or state of balance with how we are feeling. Often, though, the rehashing of charged emotions does not actually bring balance to us. Perhaps we begin to figure out why we reacted in certain ways. All too often, though, we will find ourselves repeating the same anger, envy, grief, shame, or fear in new situations. This takes a huge toll on us. If you have an emotion that repeats for you with negative outcomes, it is worth naming that emotion and clearing it from your field. You can determine if you want to respond with negative emotions to life's interactions or not. If you're ready to clear some unwanted emotions from your field, this tutorial can help you do that. I wish you the very best as you work through this process.